2 Corinthians, chapter 13. This will be my third visit to you. Any charge must be decided upon by the declaration of two or three witnesses. I have said, and I say again, being still far away, just as I did on my second visit, I say to you who lived in sin, as well as to the rest, when I return to you, I will not have pity. You want to know if Christ is speaking through me? So you will. He is not used to dealing weakly with you, but rather he acts with power. If he was crucified in his weakness, now he lives by the strength of God. And so we are weak with him, but we will be well alive with him, because God acts powerfully with you. Examine yourselves. Are you acting according to faith? Test yourselves. Can you assert that Christ Jesus is in you? If not, you have failed the test. I hope you recognize that we ourselves have not failed it. We pray God that you may do no wrong, not that we wish to be acknowledged, but we want you to do right, even if in this we appear to have failed. For we do not have power against the truth, but only for the truth. We rejoice if we are weak while you are strong, for all we hope is that you become perfect. This is why I am writing now, so that when I come, I may not have to act strictly and make use of the authority the Lord has given me for building up and not for destroying. Finally, brothers and sisters, be happy, strive to be perfect, have courage, be of one mind, and live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of Christ Jesus, the Lord, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.